Hello and welcome back to the Connect for Windows SDK Quick Start series. This is the audio fundamentals video. Let's jump right into some slides and we'll show some audio demos. So the first thing we want to talk about when we talk about audio is some of the unique features that the Connect microphone array has for locating sound. So sound source localization. And what the there's two ways to get this is the sound source angle. What that is the angle and confidence level of where audio is coming from. So if there's somebody talking or there's a sound that's being heard, this will give you the angle and confidence level of where that sound is coming from. And that value is a negative 50 to positive 50 based on the Connect. And this negative 50 and positive 50, the zero is where the Connect is basically facing you. So to the left of the Connect and to the right of the Connect is negative 50, and to the left is positive 50, and to the left of you. Now, beam angle is really interesting in that we can use this information not just to, the sound source is really to find where the sound is coming from. Beam angle you can use to manually set a directional microphone. In other words, we know where the sound is coming from. Now there's a series of angles built into the Connect. We can actually use that as a directional microphone. So for example, if we have audio, there's one person standing here, we found that person, we can actually use the beam angle and record only from that person. So if there's sound over here, we're not listening to any sound over here because we're listening to this person through the directional microphone. Now, the other common thing that we're going to do is record audio. And this, we're going to use Connect Audio Source, which gives us a stream buffer that we can just loop through and read the values out of. And what we're going to do is just show how you can build a simple WAV file and save it to disk. And you can also use echo cancellation, for example, to not record PC sound. And there's some samples in the SDK that do this. And then another common example that we're going to do with audio applications is speech recognition. So speech recognition is what we're going to be doing is building a series of grammar. And a grammar is the things that we're listening for. These are the commands we're waiting for somebody to say. If you've ever called up, 1-800 number at a bank or something where you can ask for a balance, current flight, airlines, and so on, you're probably familiar with these grammar. These are the things that we're going to be listening for and the choices we're going to be listening to. And just remember, while automatic gain control is automatically set to false by default, just make sure it's always set to false if you're doing speech recognition applications. Now, what is this grammar made of? There's two ways you can actually build grammars. One is by using a declarative model, which is the speech recognition grammar specification, SGRS, I think it is. And that is a declarative model. And there's a number of pre-built XML files that you can use to look for commands. So for example, rather than you having to build every possible way for somebody to say yes, you can use reuse the XML file. Now you can also do this dynamically and build them yourselves via code. So you may want to do something, if I'm pulling values and I'm dynamically building something based on a database file, I may want to choose the option of dynamically adding based on, hey, product names, for example, that may change. And when we talk about applications that use audio, it's important to think about the engagement model and giving users feedback. And the great example, I'd say, is the stuff that Xbox has done. So, for example, to know that you can actually talk to your application, there's a microphone. And it's we explicitly call out. We say Xbox. And once you say Xbox, there's sort of feedback. Hey, we know that you've now said Xbox, and now let us tell you how you can engage the application. So, you know, if you see any keywords, if you say those words, the thing will happen, the tray will open, and so on. So, just really, and while people are recording, you actually see sort of that waveform in the very bottom that transforms, and it gives somebody a visual cue that it's actually listening to voice commands at that time. So it's sort of a best practice. Think about when you're building speech applications for people to know that it's even there and that you're listening to commands and what those commands are and how to engage the application. So now let's just jump into some demos. The first demo I want to show is actually how we can record audio. So what we're going to do is use our sound recorder demo, and I'm just going to jump into Visual Studio here. And in Visual Studio, we are going to jump into our audio recorder app. And this is a real simple recorder. It just gives us seconds to record and a record and play button. I'm just going to double click here. So in this case, the amount of time that we record is whatever that value is. And we're going to have a method that actually does the recording of audio that we pass in a connect. So in this case, we make sure that we actually have a connect set up. And let me up the font just a little here. And if we do have a connect, what we're going to do is build a buffer and a file stream. So we're going to write out an audio file, specifically a WAV file, to our file stream. So given the file path, and we're going to create it. Now, I'm not going to walk through a WAV header, but a WAV file has a header file that describes the metadata about the specific file and what it can do and how it's recorded and all that stuff. These are sort of just pre-built things. The point is, when we're first writing our file, we need to write the header file first, and then we can actually write the audio we're recording. And we're going to use a using statement to record our audio, and this start method is going to return a stream. So in this audio stream, what we're going to do is call read, and we're going to do this in a while loop, and we're just going to keep looping and looping and looping until the total count is the recording length, and the length is greater than zero. So we are going to keep writing audio, and you can see what's going on here in terms of writing the audio buffer, starting at zero and then counting again, and then we keep looping. So an important thing to note here is if this is executed, and right now it's going to run on the UI thread, this while loop will keep running on the UI thread and your UI will actually freeze. So let's just show what's going on here. I'm going to do a seconds to record and say 3. I click record, test, 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 test. And let's see if we can get any audio here. Click play, and hopefully you guys can hear this.
I click record, test, 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 test.
Okay, hopefully you all were able to hear that. And my UI isn't responsive if I'm running on a UI thread. And one of the things we can do, I'm just going to jump back into Visual Studio and change the way we call that method and comment this out, so that we're not freezing the UI. We're going to use a parameterized thread start. The method we're going to call is record audio, and we're going to pass in a connect sensor chooser one. And I just want to jump into this particular one because it's an overload of record audio because it takes a type object, and we just need to cast that to the connect sensor and then call the same method that we saw earlier. And now this reading of the audio file and then writing it to disk is going to happen on a separate thread. So let's just do this quickly. Click run. Bueller, 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 Bueller. And I can move the UI. It's not going to block anything. Click play.
Bueller, 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 Bueller.
Awesome. So we showed how you can actually record audio. It's just we're going to get a stream of audio, and then we decide what to do with it in our case. Or for this particular example, we write out a WAV file and write it onto disk. So in our next example, we're going to take the Kinect audio demo and show just a couple of things. The first one being sound source localization. So let's just jump to that. When we talk about sound source localization, we can actually get the value of this by calling the audio source. And the audio source is what we've been using before, the Kinect audio source, and getting the sound source angle. This is an angle in degrees. That's the negative 50 to positive 50 of where it is. Now, we're doing some interesting things that you'll be able to visualize. But basically, we are changing the angle. We're just smoothing the changes in the angle. So rather than the line that we're going to see, which is drawing a line where that audio is coming from, we're actually going to smooth it out based on the confidence level, which is kind of a nice thing to show. Let's see this in action. Before we do, let's actually jump into also showing the speech recognizer. So in the speech recognizer, we're going to do a couple things to actually get the correct recognizer info for Connect. So once we have the recognizer ID, we can build a speech recognition engine. And if we can, we do a couple things. And this is where we're going to build the grammar. This is what the application is, that speech recognition engine is listening for. It's these options. And we load our grammar. And then we have a number of different events that we can register for, whether a speech is recognized, hypothesized, or rejected. Let's actually go into what happens when we recognize. So if we have a low confidence level, and we're defining this as 0.7 as being low, and you can choose whatever application you want to do, on, you know, you can set this to 0.5 if you want to, for example. If that happens, then reject the speech. Otherwise, we're going to use a red brush, green brush, blue brush, and so on. In our particular case, we actually have a Connect Color Viewer that I've added. This is the change that I made. And what I want to do is if we say camera on, we'll turn the camera on. If we say camera off, we'll turn the camera off. So let's just show what that looks like. And I'll click run. So here's our application, bottom left corner. I'm waiting for the initialized audio stream. We see that sound source localization. So I'm going to do picture in picture here so you can kind of see what's going on. So as I move, the farther I move this direction, the more the blue arrow follows me. And as I move front, the arrow follows me as well. So you can see the confidence level as well. Let's try some speech commands. Green. Red. And let's try actually controlling our application. Camera on. There's a camera. Hey. Camera off. Camera off. And there's our camera off. So we were able to do some speech applications. And the nice thing about this, one tweak I want to just show quickly is I'm just going to uncomment this line. And the nice thing is these speech applications you can actually use, say have as a system tray application, and have it continuously be listening and take commands based on audio. It doesn't need to be the foreground app, if you will. So now what I've done is I've added one line of code or uncommented this line to start Notepad. Now process.start you always want to be a little careful with because we're executing exes and stuff like that, but this is just for demonstration purposes. Now when I say camera on, in fact, maybe I'll just call this Notepad. Let's leave it camera on. That way we can see the camera turning on and off as well. Let's click run. We'll wait until our audio stream is set. And now what I'm going to do is minimize this and take Visual Studio out of full screen. And we'll just jump into PowerPoint so you can see it. Camera on, camera on, and every time I say something, you're actually going to see that Notepad opens up. So even though the application is closed, camera on, we got a new Notepad opening up. Camera on, and if we actually see our app, we see this as well. So what's the point here? We've shown a couple different things here from our application perspective. Showed how you can actually use the localization, sound source localization to find out where a sound is coming from. We talked about the beam angle for recording audio directionally. We showed how you can actually record audio using the audio buffer. And then we also showed how you can use speech recognition to turn features, say, of your application on and off, as well as actually controlling background applications, say, doing other processes. It doesn't necessarily have to be the foreground application that's running. The classic example being, say, a system tray application that's listening to a couple of commands. So hopefully you liked everything, and thanks again.